This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. There is no shortage of medical need around the world. Nepal has taken the headlines recently, and there are huge needs in that country. Medical, mental health, public health, engineering, infrastructure, and economic, including rebuilding the profitable tourism industry. Well, volunteers from around the world have descended on Nepal to provide help, and Dr. Nathan Kupperman is the chair of emergency medicine at the University of California at Davis and a volunteer who's been caring for patients in Nepal on and off for the past 30 years. He is there now with his 16-year-old daughter, Ellie, doing whatever he can. Nate says there's a lot about healthcare in Nepal that really hasn't changed very much.
At the clinic where I work, it looks strikingly how it looked in 1987, which is when I spent about 6 months here working at the clinic. Same personnel even. I mean, I think probably half of the workers, laboratory workers, cook in the kitchen, whatnot, same people.
And while there are many injuries that are still in various stages of healing, there are other pressing needs, such as routine medical care that has ground to a halt due to damaged facilities and healthcare workers being assigned to other priorities. There are also new problems that need attention.
And the other thing that was striking to me and my colleagues is a very high degree of post-traumatic stress.
And there are important infrastructure needs.
I think there's 500,000 structures that are destroyed or damaged, and people can't live in. So there's tents all over the city, so people don't have places to live. And I asked most of the kids that I saw in different clinic settings, and some are living in their own homes. The rest are living in tents. The main thing that people need is shelter.
Unfortunately, time is not on the Nepalese people's side.
So the monsoon season here is June, July, and August. And with the monsoon and 500,000 structures uninhabitable, it's a sort of a setup for a potential disaster with floods and mudslides and that kind of thing.
Shelters will require engineers, construction workers, steel and supplies, and of course, money.
I do think this is an opportunity after this great tragedy where money can come in, and it has to go to the infrastructure. There is the risk for great corruption, and that the money won't necessarily get to where it goes.
One of the great tragedies with Haiti and now Nepal is that there is a huge need to maintain public trust, both with donors and with the Nepalese public. If we can work toward a system of accountability and transparency now, it will have a huge impact long term in Nepal and around the globe. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.